Okay, so hello, everybody. And so I guess I should make this announcement again about the Vyas Puja. I'm going to post it right now in case any of you are interested. These are the timings for the Vyasa Puja, so any of you who are interested can actually look at them. Okay, so let's have kirtan. Hold on a second. Let me get my guitar. So tomorrow evening at this time or the same time that we're on right now, we're going to be starting the Vyasa Puja for Fiji, New Zealand, Australia, South Pacific. And if you want, you can join us, but it's going to be specifically reserved for those three places. And the timing is in the chat window in case you are interested. And I'll also be sending it out again on WhatsApp, but let's chant a little bit now. Let's see, what should we chant? Okay, yeah. Jai Om Vishnu Prana.
Paramahansa. Dharma.
His divine grace.
Amaya
Chatanada Vandavananda Gosami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder of Charge. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnav Vrindi Ki Jai. Namacharya Shukridas Thakur Vijay. Premse Goho Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Shivaita Garada. Shiva Siddhi Gaur Vata Vrinda Vijay. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikapanath Shyama Kunda. Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Vijay. Vrindavan Vijay. Maturidam Vijay. Jagadasami Vijay. Yamunamaya Kajai, Shimati Dalasi Devi Kajai, Samavita Pakta, Vrindi Kajai. Go, Hanihari. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri. Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Kajai, Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pristaya. Bhutale, Shimati Bhakti, Vananta, Swamini, Tinamani, Namaste. Gauravani, Pracharani, Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi, Paschacha, Deja, Tarani. All right, there's a message here. Okay, so we're gonna timidanda shaganjana shlagya chakshuram riditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, tonight we're going to continue with our reading of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita from the 16th chapter of the Madhyalima at the beginning of text 160. And this is chapter deals with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels to Vrindavan, which he will not be able to make, as we're going to read later on in the chapter. Anyway, his trip becomes short. Then he has to go back to Jagannath Puri for a particular reason, because of the advice he gets from Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. So let us continue. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gopaka Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dwaita Chandra Jaya Gaurvata Brinda. Okay, let's continue reading. Dina Katarahi Sandhi Kari Tanrasane Havi Suke no Kate Kadaiva Gamante. Maharaja Prataparuja's government officer further informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he should stay at the Orissa border for some days so that a peaceful arrangement or agreement could be negotiated with the Muslim governor. And that way the Lord would be able to cross the river peacefully in a boat. Sekale se yovanera ekanu chada udiyakatake aila kari vishantara. At that time, a follower of the Muslim governor arrived at the Orissa encampment, dressed in disguise. Prabhura se adabhuta charitra dekhiya hindu charaka hi se yavana pasha giya eka sanyasi aila jagannatha haite aneka siddha purushaya tanharasahite. The Muslim spy saw the wonderful characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he returned to the Muslim governor, he told him, a mendicant has come from Jagannath Puri with many liberated persons. Wow. Dhirandurakare Sabe Krishna Sankirtana Sabe Hase Nachigaya. All these saintly people incessantly chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They all laugh, dance, chant, and cry. Laksha laksha loka hai se taha leki vare tanre degi punarabhi yaiti nare gare. Many millions upon millions of people come to see him. And after they see him, they cannot return home. Sesaba lokaya bolera praya Krishna kaina chikande gada gadi yaya. All these people become like madmen. They simply chant the holy name of Krishna and dance. Sometimes they even cry and Barakata nahe tekile se chanti tanara prabhavi nanre ishwarakari mani. Actually, these things cannot even be described. One can understand them only by seeing. By his influence, I accept him as the Supreme Personality of God. Itakai se charak Hare Krishna kaiha hase kande nachi gaya. After saying this, the messenger began to chant the holy names of Hari and Krishna. He also began to laugh and cry, dance and sing exactly like a madman. Etashuni avanera manapuri gela apana vishvasudhya stane patayela. When the Muslim governor heard this, his mind changed. He then sent a secretary to the representative of the Orissan government. The word Vishwasa refers to secretary. This title is generally found among the Kayasta caste in the Hindu community. In Bengal, the title Vishwasa is still used by the Kayastas. The word Vishwasa means faith, and Vishwasi is a person whom one can place faith. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that during the Muslim reign of Bengal, there was a secretary's office called the Vishwasa Kona. In that office, only the most reliable were employed. They were selected from the Kayasta community that is very expert in managing business and government affairs. So those who worked in the Vishwasa Kona were generally very reliable. Faithful servants. Whenever some confidential service was needed, these officers were employed. Vishwasa Siya Prabhura Chanana Vanti la, Krishna Krishna kahi preme yuvalaha hi la. The secretary came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he offered his respects to the Lord's lotus feet and uttered the holy name of the Lord Krishna Krishna, he also was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Darya hana udiyake kai namaskari tomastane patayla palacha adikari. After calming down, the secretary offered his respects and informed the representative of the Orissa government. Governor has sent me here. To me, Ariagyudeha, Itake Asiya, Yavana Adikara Yaya, Rabuke Midiya. If you agree, the Muslim governor will come here to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then return. Bahuta Ukanta Kanra Kariyache Vinaya, Tomasanae Santi. The Muslim governor is very eager and he has submitted this petition with great respect. It is a proposal for peace. You need not fear that we will fight. Shuli Mahapatra Kai Anavismaya Madhyapa Yavanerachita Aicheke Kareha. Upon hearing this proposal, the representative of the Orissa government, the Mahapatra was very much astonished. He thought, the Muslim governor is a drunkard who has changed his mind. Apane Mahaprabhu Tandarmana Piraila Darshanasmaranayanra Jagatarila. It must be Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who has changed the Muslim's mind. Due to his presence and even due to his remembrance, the whole world is liberated. Understand that since the Muslim governor was a drunkard, ordinarily there would have been no chance that he would change. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could turn anyone's mind to Krishna consciousness. One can be delivered from material existence simply by remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's holy name. By visiting him. This Krishna consciousness movement is being spread throughout the world, but not even one yavana or malacha addicted to drinking could have changed and accepted Krishna consciousness without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. People are often astonished to see many thousands of Westerners converted to Vaishnavism. Generally, Westerners are addicted to meat eating, drinking, gambling, and illicit sex. Therefore, their taking up Krishna consciousness is astonishing. In India especially, there is much astonishment at this. The answer, however, is given here. Darshana smarane anra jagatarila. This change is made possible simply by the remembrance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Western devotees are very sincerely chanting the holy names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, people are being purified and their consciousness directed from Maya to Krishna. Etabali Vishvasere Kahila Vachana Bhagyatan Rahasi Karuka Prabhu Darashana. After thinking this, the Mahapatra immediately informed the secretary, "It is a great fortune for your governor. Let him come and visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Patita kariye yadi nirastra hanaha asiveka panchasata vrcha sange lanha. However, let me make it understood that he should come here without weapons. He may bring with him 5 or 7 servants. Vishvasananyana tanhare sakala kila hindu vaishya darise yavana aila. The secretary returned to the Muslim governor and informed him of this news. Dressing himself like a Hindu, the Muslim governor then came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Uraite prabhudeki umeti padya dandavatkarya shru bhakitahana. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from a distant place, the Muslim governor fell to for obeisances. Tears came to his eyes, and he was jubilant with ecstatic emotions. Mahapatra nila kanri karya samana yunahati prabhuage laya krishna nama. Arriving in that way, the Muslim governor was respectfully brought before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The governor then stood before the Lord with folded hands, and he chanted the holy name of Krishna. Amazing. Madama yavana kule kene janma hila vidimore hindu kule kene na janma hila. The governor then submissively asked, why was I born in a Muslim land where this is considered a low birth? Why didn't Supreme Providence grant me a birth in a Hindu family? Hindu haile paitama tumara chadana sanidana vyartamora hideha yoka parana. If I had taken birth in a Hindu family, it would have been easy for me to remain near your lotus feet. Since my body is now useless, let me die immediately. Etashuni mahaputra vishtanaha prabhu kekarena stuti charane dariha. Upon hearing the governor's submissive statement, the mahaputra was overwhelmed with joy. He clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to offer the following prayers. Wow. Chandala pavitra yanra Sri namashavane ena tumare jiva pila darashane. Simply by hearing your holy name, a chandala, the lowest of men, can be purified. Now this conditioned soul has received your personal intervention. Inharaye hegati iteki vismaya tumaradashana prabhava imata haiha. It is no wonder that this Muslim governor has attained such results. Simply by seeing you, all this is possible. Yan namadiya shabananu kirtanad yat pradvannad yat smarannad abhi chit swakshwado pisatya savanaya kalpate kutapunaste bhagavannu darshanat. To say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Person face to face, even a person born in a family of dog eaters becomes immediately eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices. Once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offers him obeisances, or even remembers him. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:33:6. According to this verse, it does not matter what position a person holds. One may be the lowest of the low, a chandala, or doggy. But if he takes to chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, he is immediately eligible to perform sacrifices. This is especially true in this age of Kali. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Harina, Hare Rama, Eva Kevalam. Ho Nascheva, 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 Gatiranyata. That, of course, is from the Brihadnarayana Purana, 38:126, also Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17th chapter of the Adi Lila, text 21. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. There's no other way, there's no other way, there is no other way. Wow. A person born in a Brahmin family cannot perform Vedic sacrifices till he is properly purified and has attained his sacred bread. However, according to the present verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is understood that even a low-born person can immediately perform sacrifices if he sincerely chants and hears the holy name of the Lord. Sometimes envious people ask how Europeans and Americans in this Krishna consciousness movement can become Brahmins and perform sacrifices. They do not know that the Europeans and Americans have already been purified by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the proof. Svajopi sadhya, Shravanaya kalpate. One may be born in a family of dog eaters, but he can perform sacrifices simply by chanting the Maha Mantra. Those who find fault in the Western Vaishnavas should consider this statement from Srimad Bhagavatam and the commentary on this verse by Srila Jiva Goswami. In this regard, Srila Jiva Goswami has stated that to become a Brahmin, one has to wait for purification, undergo the sacred thread ceremony, but a chanter of the holy name does not have to wait for the sacred thread ceremony. We do not allow devotees to perform sacrifices until they are properly initiated in the sacred thread ceremony. Yet according to this verse, an offenseless chanter of the holy name is already fit to perform a fire ceremony, even though he does not doubly initiated by a sacred thread ceremony. This is the verdict given by Gibhuti, the mother of Lord Kapiladev, when he was instructing her in pure Sankhya philosophy. Tave Mahaprabhu Tanre Kripa Drishti Kati Ashpasya Kaye Tumika Krishna Udhi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then glanced with mercy at the Muslim Kapila. Giving him assurance, he asked him to chant the holy names, Krishna and Hari. Now, in fact, that's actually what Chaitanya initiating the Muslim governor to chant his names. Even though there's no sacrifice, but the holy name doesn't require a sacrifice. It simply requires that one hear from the lips of a pure devotee. Of course, here, the Muslim governor is hearing from the lips of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the greatest, or we could say the greatest pure devotee, because it's Krishna acting as a pure devotee, acting as if he were Srimati Radharani, who was the greatest devotee. It is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that he advises everyone, even Chandalas, Malechas, and Yavanas, to chant the holy name of the Lord. In other words, one who is taken to chanting the holy names Krishna and Hari has already received Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. The Lord's request to chant the holy name of Krishna is now extended to everyone in the world through the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Whoever follows Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions will certainly be purified, and one who sincerely chants the holy name offenselessly is already more than a Brahmin. Unfortunately, there are many fools and rascals in India who do not allow Western Vaishnavas to enter certain temples. Such rascals do not clearly understand the Vedas, as stated previously. Yannamadeya Shravananu Kirtanad Savanaya Kulpate Sekai More Yari Kaila Angikara Eka gya deha seva kariye tumara. The Muslim governor then said, since you have so kindly accepted me, please give me some water so that I can render you some service. So one is purified by following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's orders. That is, by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one must certainly be eager to render service to the Lord. This is the test. When one engages enthusiastically in the Lord's service, it is to be understood that he is reaping the results of chanting the names of Krishna and Hari. Go Brahmana, Brahmana Vaishnave Himsa Karyachya Para Seva Pahite Mora Auka Nishtara. The Muslim governor then prayed for liberation from the unlimited sinful reactions he had previously incurred by being envious of Brahmins, Vaishnavas, and killing cows. By chanting the holy names Krishna and Hari, One is certainly liberated from the reactions to such sinful activities as killing cows and insulting Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. It is most sinful to kill cows and insult Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. The karma incurred by such activity is very great, but one can immediately nullify all this karma by surrendering to Lord Krishna and chanting his holy name. After being released from one's reactions karma, one becomes eager to serve the Lord. This is the test. Since the Muslim governor was immediately purified in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could utter the names of Krishna and Hari. Consequently, he was eager to render some service, and the Lord, eager to fulfill his desires, immediately had the devotee Mukunda Dutt inform the governor that there was some service to render. So this is what Mukunda Dutt says. Tabi Mukunda Datta Kahi Shuna Mahashaya Gangatira Yaiti Mahaprabhura Manahaya. Mukunda Datta then told the Muslim governor, "My dear sir, please hear. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wishes to go to the bank of the Ganges. Dahanyaiti Kara Tumi Sahaya Pakara Evaragya Evara Upakara. Please give him all assistance so that he can go there. This is your first great order, and if you can comply, you will render a great service." Tabi se Mahaprabhura Chalanavantiha Sabara Chalanavanti Chale Rishtahanna. After this, the Muslim governor offered prayers to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as to the lotus feet of all of his devotees. After that, the governor departed. Indeed, he was very pleased. Mahapaturatanrasane Kaila Kula Guri Tika Samagridya Karila Mithali. Before the governor left, the Mahapatra embraced him and offered him many gifts. He thus established a friendship with him. Adhakale sebao noka sajana Prabhu ke anite dila vishwasa patana. The next morning, the governor sent his secretary with many nicely decorated boats to bring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the other side of the Mahapatra Chalayaila Mahaprabhura Sane Lachasi Kaila Prabhura Chana Vandane. Mahapatra crossed the river with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when they reached the other shore, the Muslim governor personally received the Lord and worshipped his lotus feet. Wow. Ega Navina Noka Taramajegara Swagane Jadaila Prabhu Taharavara. One of the boats had been newly constructed, and it had a room in the middle. It was on this boat that they put Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Mahapatri Mahaprabhu Harila Vidhaiha Kandite Kandite Se Tire Rahi Chaya. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to the Mahapatra, standing on the riverbank and looking at the boat. The Mahapatra began to cry. Chaladashu vayase yovana chalila dashanoka varibhavu sanya sange nila. The Muslim governor then personally accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of pirates. The governor took 10 boats full of many soldiers. Wow. Mantrishvara dushtama nade parakarayla pichalda varyandase yovanahayla. Muslim governor accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Mantrishvara. This place was very dangerous due to pirates. He took the Lord to a place called Picholdhama, which was near Mantreshwara. The very wide mouth of the Ganges near present-day Diamond Harbor was called Mantreshwara. Through the Ganges, the boat entered the Uparnarayana River and reached the village of Pichalda. Pichalda and Mantreshwara are located very close together. After passing Mantreshwara, the Muslim governor accompanied the Lord as far as Pichalda. Tanri Vidaya Dila Prabhu Se Gramahite Se Kale Tanra Prema Chastana Parivarnite. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade the governor farewell. The intense ecstatic love exhibited by the governor cannot be described. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to the present governor at Pichalda. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami herein states that the governor experienced symptoms of ecstatic love due to being separated from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These symptoms, he admits, cannot be described. Alokika lila kare Sri Krishna Chaitanya yeha shune tantra chamadeha hanya. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are all uncommon. Whoever listens to his activities becomes glorious and his life becomes perfect. Wow. Say nokachari prabhu aila manihati navikere puraila dija kripa sati. The Lord finally reached Panihoti and, as an act of mercy, gave the captain of the boat one of his personal garments. Prabhu aila balik loke aila kolala manusha barila saba kiva jala stala. A place called Panihati was located on the bank of the Ganges. After hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived, all kinds of men assembled both on land and on the water. So the village of Panihati is situated on the banks of the Ganges near Kadaha. Raghava Pandita Asi Prabhulana Kila Adiyaiti Lokapite Asti Sishche Oela. At length, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken away by Raghava Pandit. There was a great crowd assembled along the way, and the Lord reached Raghava Pandit's residence with great difficulty. Ekadina Prabhu Tata Kriya Nivasa Prate Kumara Khate Ailayahan Srivasa. The Lord stayed at Raghava Pandit's place for only one day. The next morning, he went to Kumara Hota, where Shivas Thakur lived. The present name of Kumara Hota is Halisah. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, Shivas Thakur left Navadvip due to separation from him and went to Halisahara to live. From Kumara Hota, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Kanchalapalli, also known as Kanchadapada, where Shivananda Sen lived. After staying 2 days at Shivananda's house, the Lord went to the house of Vasudev Dutt. From there, he went to the western side of Navadvip to the village called Vijayanagara. From Vijayanagara, he went to Kuliagram and stayed at Madhavadasa's house. He stayed there 1 week and excused the offenses of Devananda and others. Due to Kaviraj Goswami's mentioning the name of Shantipura Acharya, some people think that Kulia is a village near Kanchadapada. Due to this mistaken idea, they invented another place known as New Kuliarapata. Actually, such a place does not exist. Leaving the house of Vasudev Dutt, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Acharya. From there, he went to the western side of Navadvip to Vijayanagara and stayed at the house of Vijayavachaspati. These accounts are given in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka and Chaitanya Charita Kavya. Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has not vividly described this entire tour. Therefore, on the basis of Chaitanya Charitamrita, some unscrupulous people have invented a place called Kuliyarapada, Kanchadapada. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami did not elaborately describe those things described by Vrindavan Thakur and others who were describing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, because he was observing the etiquette of not repeating repeating something that was already spoken, already written. Kahan haite age gela shivananda kara vasudeva grihe pache aila ishvara. From the house of Shivastakur, the Lord went to the house of Shivananda, same. And then to the house of Vasudeva Dada. Pachaspati grehe prabhu emate rahila lukubida vaye ache kulia hila. The Lord remained for some time at the house of Vachaspati, but then, because it was too crowded, he went to Kulia. The house of Vachaspati was located at Vijayanagara, which is near Koladvipa, or Kulia. It was there that Devananda Pandit was residing. This information is found in the Chaitanya Bhagavat Majjhakanda, chapter 21. In Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka, the following statement is given about Kulia. Tata kumara hate Shivasa pandita vatyam abhyaya yo. From there, the Lord went to the house of Shivas Pandit in Kumara. Vaitavatim abhyeja haridasena Vanditas tathayava tarare vartmana navadvipasya pare kuli kuliya namagrame maravadasa vacham utirnavam evam sapta dinani tatra atit vapunas tathavartmana eva Chalita van the house of Shivas Acharya. The Lord went to the house of Dwaita Acharya, where he was offered obeisances by Haridas Thakur. The Lord then took a boat to the other side of the Navadvip, to a place called Kulia, where he stayed 7 days at the house of Madhavadas. He then proceeded along the banks of the Ganges. In the Sri Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, it is stated, Anyedu Sashi Navadvipa Bhumhe Hare Gangam Paschime Kvapi Deshe Shiman Sarvamahina Tatarangar Nichanandam Samyag Agatya Tene. The Lord went to the western side of the Ganges at Navadvipa. Everyone was pleased to see the Lord coming. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat Anchakanta, chapter 3, it is stated, Sarav Harishadab Sange Shigura Sunda Achambitayasi Utarila Tanragara. The Lord suddenly came to Vijayanagara with a full party and stayed there in the house of Vachaspati. Navadvipadi Savadike Aila Dvani. Thus throughout Navadvip, the Lord's arrival was made known. Vachaspati Gare Aila Nyasi Chunamani. Thus, the chief of all the sannyasis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, arrived at the house of Vachaspati. It was further stated, Anantara Buddha Loka Bhali Hari Hari Chalila Deki Bhare Vatanga Shri Hari Matanahi Payakeho Lokera Gahale Avanatala Bhangi Loka Dashadike Chale Lokera Chahale Yataranya Chila Jane Ke Sakala Divya Patamaya Huila Jane Ke Aila Sabaloka Kayagate Kayari Karite Para Padila Sangte Satvarya Sila Vachaspati Mahashaya Karilena Nega Nokara Samuchaya Nokara Vikshara Eonahi Kate Dharamati Parahaya Ye Mate Pare Enamati Ganga Para Hai Sarvajana Saveda Rena Vachaspatira Chanana Nukanagela Prabhu Kulia Nagara Kuliaya I Lena Vaikuntha Ishvara Sarvaloka Hari Vali Vachaspati Sange Sekshane Sabe Chali Lena Mahavrate Kulia Nagare Alina Nyasimani Sekshane Sarvadike Aila Mahanwani Savi Ganga Madhye Nadiya Kuliaya Shinima Savaloke Mahanande Daya Vachaspatir Grame Vijanagare Chilaryate Gakala Karakoti Koti Kure Rila Sakala Pakshalakshanokana Va Ailakota Hite Dajani Kate Kaparo Haya Katamate Laksha Laksha Lokavasade Vase Jana Vira Jale Save Parahayena Param Gutu Hale Gangayana Para Apanapani Kola Koli Kari Save Kari Hari Dhani Shaneke Kuliya Grama Nagara Pantara Haripurda Hayala Stala Naki Avasara Shaneke Aila Mahasaya Vajaspati Teno Nahi Payena Prabhura Kodasati Kuliya Kuliya Prakashe Yateka Pabi Chila Utabamajimanicha Savipara Hila Kuliya Garamete Asi Shri Krishna Chaitanya Ena Nahi Yari Prabhu Nakarila Danya. Now you may ask, why am I reciting all that Bengali? And even though you don't understand what it means, some of you may understand what it means, but it's actually quite beautiful, as just said. And it's purifying to hear it. Like Srila Prabhupada would sometimes comment when devotees leave his room when he was preaching in a different language. He would say, you should stay, because just by hearing, even if you don't understand, it will enter from your ear to your heart and purify you. Vavanti Ridkarna Risanya Gata Dajoshana Dasha Bhavargavartmani Shrida Ratiravati Anukramashati. That's what Lord Kapiladev says, that this transcendental sound, Satam Prasangam Mahavirya Sambhado Vavanti Ridkarna Risanya Gata Dajoshana Dasha Bhavargavartmani from your ear to your heart, and it will enable you to progress on the path of bhakti eventually. In the beginning, of course, having shraddha, faith, taste, pratiya, and then ultimately prema. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Vijaya Vachaspati's house, many hundreds of thousands of people went to see him and chant the holy name of Hari. It was so crowded that people could not even find a place to walk, therefore they made room by clearing out the jungles near the village. Many roads were automatically excavated, and many people also came by boat to see the Lord. So many came that it was difficult for the boatmen to get them across the river. When Vijaya Vachaspati suddenly arrived, he made arrangements for many boats to receive these people, but the people would not wait for the boats. Somehow or other, they crossed the river and hurried toward the house of Vijaya Vachaspati. Due to this great crowd, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu secretly went to Kuliyanagara. After the Lord left Vijayanagara, however, all the people heard news of his leaving. Since they accompanied Vachaspati, to Kuliyanagara. Since the news of the Lord's arrival was immediately broadcast, large crowds arrived and greeted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great jubilation. Indeed, when the crowd went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it increased 10,000 times in number. Whew. No one could say how many people crossed the river to see him, but many hundreds of thousands made a great tumult by crossing the river Ganges. After crossing the river, everyone began to embrace one another because they heard the good news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival. Thus, all the inhabitants of the Kuliya, the sinful, intermediate, and spiritually advanced, were delivered and purified by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let's see how long this purport is. Is quite long. Too bad. All right. Let's see. Okay, let's add there. Okay. So we'll end here and we'll take some questions. Let me unmute. Hold on a second. Oh, So let's jump into the question. First, so you can ask questions. Let's see. And there's a question in the chat. Whoops. Let's jump into it for a second. As we heard, how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed mercy to expand the chat window a little bit. So, oops. We heard how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed mercy to the Muslim government by asking him to chant the holy name. The ninth offense in chanting the holy name is the holy name. During preaching programs, we share the glories of the holy name with the faithful. We were also present. Should this be avoided, or is it okay? We share the holy name, yes, but we don't share the glories of the holy name for those who are going to misuse those glories. We get everyone to chant, but we don't tell them that by chanting, you can continue to do your sinful activities, or we're going to get rid of all your sins by chanting. So there's certain things. To instruct the faithless, the offense is to instruct the faithless about the glories of chanting. It doesn't say the offense is to give the faithless the holy names. It's a little bit, quite a bit different, actually. So that's the clarification. That one. Question? Hare Krishna Gurudev. What was the long script? That was from one of the biographies of the So here we go. Now I can see it better. It's better to see you with. Right. Bad connection. What was the long scripture read about? Just curious. It was one from one of the biographies of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Kashi used to be full of impersonalists, why Bhuvaneshwar is referred to as Gupta Kashi? Kashi is not necessarily a place of the impersonalists. Kashi is a place of Lord Shiva. That's the difference. Kashi is a place of Lord Shiva. It's not necessarily the place of impersonalists. There are a lot of impersonalists in Kashi, and there are a lot of impersonalists who worship Lord Shiva. But Kashi is a place of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee. And there's a whole story when Kashi got burnt up. That's from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Kashi actually got burnt up, Lord Shiva moved to Bhuvaneshwar. But there's no time to tell that story right now. Okay, so we have a question from Sri Radhika. You can unmute yourself and ask your question. Okay, what's your question? I don't think I can hear. Let me see what's wrong. Speakers should be over here. I can't hear your question. for some reason. I don't know why. Just checking this again. Yeah, you're allowed to unmute yourself, and you are unmuted. Can you try unmuting yourself again? Asking your question. Yeah, Hari Hara Kshetra is Gupta Vrindavan. Okay, sorry about that. So who else wants to ask a question? Anyone want to ask a question or type a question or raise your hand to ask a question? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear anything that Sri Radhika said. So raise your hand or type in a message. Or what else can you do? Or just unmute yourself and say something. Oh, I see. Oh, I see my speaker is, hold on a second. The speaker, somehow the speaker is muted here. On my, there's a sound problem here. Wait a second. Okay, now my speaker is unmuted. Sri Radhika, you can ask your question now. I think I should be able to hear you. No? Still can't. Some reason. All right, someone else can ask a question and see if I can hear them.
Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances.
No problem with me hearing. I can hear you loud and clear. Okay, so what's up, Rakesh?
Guru Maharaj, I have a question regarding in bhakti, we do mad or elephant offense as a devotee.
Yeah.
So my thing is that I think the mad or elephant offense is something very natural. It comes to a person. It's like, it's not something we crave for it, but it happens as the bhakti grows. So let's say it happened to me in my head, I am committing an offense against a Vaishnava. How do I?
Why does it happen? Why does it happen as bhakti grows? Why is it a very natural thing? I don't understand that.
That's my understanding because it's, because I wrote it down, just let me read it.
It's not a very natural thing. It's actually quite an unnatural thing that we commit offenses against Vaishnavas. I don't really understand why a mad elephant offense is completely natural.
Well, many people are doing it, so I thought it's a natural thing and we have to watch out for it. I thought it's one of
you have to watch out for it, but certainly not natural. It's unnatural. It comes about because of envy, it becomes about because of, you know, just because of your own impurities. If one watches out for it, it's not a natural thing. I mean, it's actually it's coming from the mode of ignorance and passion. So the more you advance, the less you'll be inclined to commit a mad elephant offense.
Hey, let's say since I am in a mode of ignorance and passion and I commit like that in my head, how do I rectify it? What are the ways I can rectify it?
First of all, you're not responsible for what you do in your head. However, if you do it in your head, it may manifest itself. This is Kali Yuga. You're not responsible for anything you think in a negative way. Actually, Prabhupada said that when you think of something negative, you don't get the reaction in this yuga. In the previous yugas, if you thought of something negative, you would get the reaction. But in this yuga, if you think of something positive, you get the good reaction. But if you think of something negative, you don't get the negative reaction. So just curb it. There's three stages in the mind. One is called thinking. The other one is feeling. and the other one is willing. So thinking something can happen to anybody. It's unnatural. It's not natural, but anybody in the mode of passion and ignorance. But when you start to contemplate it means meditating on it. That means you feel it. You actually feel the urge to do it. Then at that point, it very quickly becomes willing. And then when it becomes willing, it becomes the mad elephant offense. So mad elephant offenses can be committed with the words or the body. Traditionally, it was mind, words, or body. But because we're in Kali Yuga and people have uncontrolled minds, it's basically only with the words and the body. So just stop it. If you understand, use your higher intelligence. And if you understand that you're committing an offense or you're thinking of committing an offense, stop it. Okay, so Pran Govinda has a question. What's that?
Maharaj, I'm a little bit doubtful on what you are saying. I'm not saying you are wrong, because my understanding is at one level, yes, because thinking is also a form of activity, and every activity comes under the jurisdiction of karma. We are accountable of our thought. That's what I know. At another level,
Kali Yuga is different. You have a special dispensation. Your dispensation in Kali Yuga is that if you don't act on it, I mean, if we had to suffer for every thought that we had, or people had to suffer for every thought they had, nobody would become Krishna conscious in Kali Yuga, except for the pure devotees who are actually descending from the spiritual world. The point is, when thinking, feeling, and willing, when we meditate on that, then it becomes something that manifests itself. Something just pops in the mind and you get rid of it immediately by concentrating on something higher. Then how can you be held responsible for that? I mean, then nobody could become Krishna conscious, basically, in Kali Yuga.
But then you say we are expected to take adequate precautionary measures.
Yes, and not contemplate on. Because once you start contemplating, thinking, feeling, and willing, then it actually manifests itself. Now, traditionally, yes, offenses were there if one even thought about it. But Kali Yuga, I mean, who has control of their minds? So they don't think something negative about someone. I mean, who has that sort of control of mind? It'd be impossible to make devotees then. Basically, almost everybody would be breaking the principles. You know, I mean, if people had to get the reaction, you know, you take a vow, you know, four regulated principles, no meat, fish, or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. And then if someone thinks about those things and they're breaking the regulated principles, I don't think we'd have any devotees in the Hare Krishna movement.
Maharaj, we may not be held culpable if anger arises within me, but when my culture or our culture is permitted with resentment, hate speech and rioting, I saw in Mayapur one time. So if we give in to that anger and act destructively, we will be held liable.
Of course. Of course, if you give in to it, if there is hateful speech, hateful bodily anger, a bodily motion, or even bodily communication, then you're held responsible. Obviously, you know, if I get angry with you, I'm not going to do that. I can't get angry. But anyway.
Thank you.
All right, let's say if you got angry with me, okay.
I hope not, Maharaj. I don't want to.
Let's say that's easier. If you got angry with me and thought, what a big rascal that Sannyasi is, then There's no reaction for that. But if you don't cut
no,
it
Maharaj,
off,
no, Maharaj, I don't agree. I don't want ever to. Please bless me. I never want to think ever anything.
The funny thing is, above your objections, if you didn't cut it off immediately, then it would show in your body language, and that would be something that would be on the verge of offensiveness. Yes. Or if you said something to me or something to someone else, then that would also be. Of course, you can't commit offense against me. I'm not a Vaishnava. So, let's take a theoretical Vaishnava. Let's say Bhakta Prema Das, you know, whatever his name is. If I think let's say he looks funny. He only shaved half of his hair off, and the other half has hair on the other side of the head. If I think he's weird, that's not an offense. But if I express it, and he's a great devotee, then that's an offense. Mm. But as soon as it comes out to some external expression, whether facial expression, body language, then offenses start. Or if I say something, or if I hit him, that's even worse. But
so should I conclude that we may not be responsible for the occurrence of bad thoughts within us, but we are responsible for the dominance over us?
Yeah, as long as we don't, it doesn't influence our behavior or speech.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have a single devotee. Prabhupada would probably be the only devotee in the Hare Krishna. Prabhupada and you would probably be the only devotee.
Maharaj. Maharaj, can you bless me to be humble? At least one drop of your humility.
You tricked me this time. I can bless you to be not like me and be humble. Okay. All right. Just
you have
one
better level humility.
Or one other question here. I mean, it's actually getting too late because I got to do something here. Hare Krishna, when three modes of nature act on a person, he is forced to act and commits a sin. It seems that no, a devotee is not forced to act. A devotee has higher intelligence. You can control your senses. That's blaming the three modes of nature. You have a choice. You can choose not to act. If you think the three modes of nature are responsible, then why should you get a reaction? If the three modes of nature are actually making you do everything, you're obviously not responsible. So it's you who chooses. One more thing. One more question, then I have to go. What is a nice way to... I said one more question. What is a nice way to balance compassion to your loved ones? Sometimes one is harsh with loved ones. What is the way to know or show loved ones that we went through? Express your feelings and needs. Read my book about feelings and needs. About people who are not spiritual. People who are not spiritual, we have to give them the holy name so they can become spiritual. We should be merciful. Get people to chant somehow or other. Don't explain exactly everything about the chanting, but somehow or other trick them. Get them to chant the holy name. Then they will become spiritual. Hina hina yata chilo. Hari Nam, Rilo, and I have to end. Yes, I will pray to the Gurudev. Can I pray to the illusory energy that I can become Krishna conscious? No, pray to Krishna and Radharani and Lord Chaitanya. Where does it ever say that you should pray to the illusory energy? I mean, Durga is a pure devotee, but Prabhupada has not given us instructions like that. We pray to Krishna, Radharani, our spiritual master, Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Panchatattva, and all the great devotees of the Lord, and I have to end now.